90 seconds earlier than it is because it's off. Ready?
Yep.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Honolulu to San Juan, Puerto Rico to Jacksonville, Florida and Havana, Cuba, Zurich, Switzerland. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are the Tastemakers.
We welcome our listeners around the globe today on this beautiful sunny Tuesday morning in Shangri-La, Tinseltown, LA'stheplace.com.
Beautiful Tuesday, Mark, but a little chilly out there. And I think last week we were in the 80s, now we're in the upper 60s. Cool, crisp, and gorgeous, but had a weekend of rain. And
Yeah, last couple of days it was raining. But when you look at the news, what's happening back east, minus 33 in International Falls, Minnesota. Zero in Chicago. Even in Miami Beach, they had, it was 45, I think, the other day. So we're doing pretty good.
This is out of the country. This is global, but I think you brought to my attention over the weekend that it was minus 50 in
Siberia. Siberia, Russia, minus 50. Yeah.
Wow.
That's unheard of.
Isn't
that
unbelievable? Yeah. But they said that over the weekend, I think it was in Duluth, I think it was minus 33. But the
Well, no, it was International Falls,
okay.
Minnesota.
But they said International Falls, okay. They said that's not the coldest. It has been to minus 55 before.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Have you seen the people doing that crazy thing? Like last summer, what people were doing that ice water challenge.
Yeah.
Did you see the people in Minnesota? I think it was Minnesota or New York jumping out of the windows into the piles of snow.
Yeah.
From
crazy.
The second floor. Crazy. I mean, crazy. That's, I mean, kind of funny watching these people jump out of their windows in the second and third floor into like a stack of snow.
People tend to do crazy things. And once the trend starts, when it goes global, social media, viral, everybody starts doing crazy things.
Excuse me, Mark. I'm just having a drink of my Rockstar here. Pure
it's the
zero.
New, it's the new...
zero calorie, and I don't go for this stuff. You said it was pretty good. It's zero sugar and zero light, zero sugar, zero calorie.
It tastes kind of like a Fresca or a
Fresca
Diet Sprite.
Yeah, Fresca for sure. But I like the can too. Rockstar Pure Zero, not bad.
Yeah, Rockstar.
So this will still get me wired without the calories.
Rockstar is one of our new clients. We just hosted our annual celebrity gifting suite on Rodeo Drive during Oscar Week on Saturday, and Rockstar was our official energy drink of the day, and we couldn't keep this stuff in stock. They've got three flavors that we had: original Rockstar Zero Calorie and their new lemonade flavor. So thanks to Rockstar, Rockstar.com, and Wow Creations, we appreciate it.
We'll get to more of those shout-outs, and we have a lot of them coming up too, Mark. But first, we've got to start the show as we always do every Tuesday morning with our celebrity birthdays.
Wow.
Not a lot today, but let's start out. Steve Jobs, no longer with us, but if he would have been here, today would have been his birthday. How old?
I'd say 59.
Close. 60.
Oh, I was about to say 60. Yeah, I'm pretty good when it comes to these.
Yeah, you are. Usually within 2 to 3 years. Floyd Mayweather just signed on to finally fight.
He must be 37.
Pacquiao and whatchamacallit, Derby weekend. So lots going
May 2nd,
on that weekend.
Yeah.
At
the MGM Gardens, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
That's he's going to make what, over $100 million for that.
I heard. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
So I know we're always at the Derby weekend when there's always a big fight. We're going to have to get around to a TV to see this. The good thing is this won't come on until probably 11 o'clock East Coast time, 8
right.
o'clock West Coast time.
Anyhow, and this is Derby night, so there are no big parties Derby night.
Right.
So we should be able to see it without any problem.
Yeah. How old did you say it was?
38.
Close, Mark. 37.
Uh huh.
And you originally said 37, actually.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Kristen Davis. Kristen Davis from...
Name sounds familiar. Is she in Hunger Games?
No. That's Kristen Stewart.
Harry Potter?
She was in Twilight. But no,
oh, Twilight.
That's
okay.
Kristen Stewart. This is Kristen Davis. She was in Sex and the City.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I like her. Yeah.
49 today.
She looks 49?
She looks good for
49. Not bad at all.
Yeah. She looks good. Rapper, Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt is the name.
Yeah, he's 20 today.
Good gracious.
Earl Sweatshirt.
I've never heard of him.
Billy Zane.
Oh, he's
Q-ball.
Bald, isn't he?
Q-ball.
He's a Q-ball, yeah. I would say he's 49.
48, pal. Yeah. 48.
And he doesn't look bad for 48.
No, it's the shaved head.
Right.
Gives that youthful look.
I might be going that way in a few years.
I think I am sooner than later.
Wow.
Abe Vigoda.
That's amazing. He's got to be 95, right?
Abe Vigoda.
95?
He was just in that Snicker commercial last year.
Yeah.
93.
Oh, is that it?
So he's 7 years old.
But you know what? You go back and you look at him in The Godfather in 72 and Barney Miller in 75.
Yeah, that was 43 years ago.
And in those movies, he looks like he's in his 60s.
Yeah, so he was 50 when he did Godfather.
50?
50 when he did Godfather.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that, right?
And he looked...
Edward James Almost. He looks older than he is, I think.
Right. I would say, let me see, because he was in Zoot Suit in 78, 36. He's probably 65.
What was his name? Detective or Captain in
Mendoza? Miami.
Anyhow, he's 67. But he looks.
Oh,
like
I said 65, so I was almost right on the money again.
Delaware rocker George Thorogood and his Delaware Destroyers. 64 today.
Okay.
64. And the last one celebrating birthday today, Barry Boswick. Barry Boswick.
Yeah,
how many candles on his birthday cake?
Boy, he was good in Scandal.
Scandal?
Yeah, he was the president's father.
Oh, like the first season or something?
No, he just died last year. So
was he killed?
But he wasn't a regular every week. He had a heart attack.
Never seen the show. Was he killed?
Great.
Did they murder him off?
No, he had a heart attack.
How do you look?
He looked good.
Claim to fame? I forget. Something from the 80s.
Well, he did Pirates of Penzance. He did a lot of movies of the week. He was in I'll Take Manhattan, which was a great miniseries when miniseries went four, five, six, seven
I'll
days.
I'll Take Manhattan. Boy, don't remember that.
Yeah, he got killed by his brother, Perry.
Was in the end
Perry,
some show.
Who was the other guy that was in all these miniseries in the 80s? Perry.
Oh, Perry.
And he played the president in 2012.
Yeah.
Perry something. I don't
know.
Okay.
But anyhow, Boswick. I know he's he had some. He was.
He hosts that Washington D.C. 4th of July special every year.
He was in a show in the 80s, wasn't he?
He was in just so many things in the 80s.
Anyhow, how old?
68.
69. Close, Chief. Close. Excuse me while I take another sip of my Pure Zero Rockstar.
So how do you like it?
It tastes like a diet drink, but it's okay. Excuse me. I'm getting wired. And this is a mini can.
So it has two benefits to you. It'll keep you energized, and there's no calories to it. So
we only got the little cans. I know you picked this up last week. We didn't have any big cans.
We always get little cans now.
Yeah. I like the big cans.
Little cans are good. Sometimes you don't have – a big can is too much.
Yeah. I like the big cans, though.
But thanks, Rockstar, for participating.
Thanks, Rockstar. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, Mark, do you have any shout-outs you want to start out with?
Well, because we've got shout-outs throughout the day – throughout the show, I would like to start out with a brand that has been with us for, probably at least 5 years.
At least.
Dorothy's Candies. And they make the most – they've been around there in the Philadelphia area or Pittsburgh – actually, Pittsburgh area – since 1941, I believe. Website is dorothyscandies.com. And look at this box. I brought it in.
I love it. It's colorful.
It's an elegant,
do we post
colorful.
Do we post a picture today?
No, I haven't posted the picture yet, but I think I will. It's an elegant, colorful box. And I think this is their box of truffles, actually. It's a box of truffles.
Know, that's their best-looking box that they've provided. Every year, it's always something good, though. Whether it's years back, they gave us chocolate covered.
The gold box. They gave us that gold box for a number of years.
And they also gave us like chocolate covered potato chips, which were fantastic.
You're right about that, dorothyscandies.com out of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area since 1941. Marty, thanks for providing these to us. Thanks for partnering with us for
many
years. About 5 years, maybe even more than 5 years, you know, but everybody loves this stuff.
Yeah, everybody.
We go through it every year.
Whether it's the Oscars, Sundance, Kentucky Derby,
Emmys. Food Network.
And we always have them on
display. Yeah, they were in the Food Network New York Food and Wine Festival, not last summer, but the summer of the 2013, they provided their product for a gift bag.
And can't say it enough, like you already did, Mark. Everybody loves it.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah. And look forward to
Oscar week. This was Oscar week, and this was one of the busiest weeks for the Harris Brothers.
And Mock Hollywood.
Creations. We were attending events, doing our suite.
And we were lucky enough to get credentials for the red carpet, which was fantastic.
And
if you follow us in the social media universe, you would have seen many, many pictures that we
continuously posted over the course of last week. So it was great to get a credential. It was great to participate. It was great to be on the red carpet. And we'll continue posting those pictures because they're cool pictures.
Yeah.
Us on the red carpet in front of Oscar. I mean, it was a great week with everything
in
going
addition
on.
To being a great week, Mark, I want to do another shout out real quick here.
Nice.
Because, yeah, we were fortunate enough to get an invitation to appointment only. Bijan.com. They are on Rodeo Drive. Been there for, what, 40 years, Mark? Or 30, 35 years?
420 North Rodeo Drive.
And we had a private tour by the owner, Nick Bijan. Who looked like he was a kid right out of water. Looked like he was in his early 20s. And
right.
He's running
an elegant class act this guy was.
Very class act. Invite us to take the tour. He always has that convertible yellow trademarked.
It was the Phantom drop top Rolls Royce convertible in Bijan yellow.
And if you've
through
ever,
a partnership Bijan has with Rolls Royce.
And if you've ever been to Rodeo Drive, you've seen this beautiful vehicle parked out in front of the store. And I think Nick told us, Mark, that don't they have a partnership with the city of Beverly Hills where they could park their vehicle?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they're going to get a special plaque or something in the sidewalk that's going to say, like, something about their partnership with Bijan in the city of Beverly Hills.
And how about that store and boutique, and how about the hospitality by Nick to walk us through a variety of wonderful photographs over the years with his father and presidents, heads of state.
World leaders, royalty.
You know, not only do they have fantastic variety of items that they sell there, it's one hell of a photo collection with the who's who of the who's who.
It's a who's who of the world.
It's a who's who of the world, and we posted some photos last week, and it was great to have an invitation. We caught some of that on film. We had a cameraman with us, which was great.
And again, back to the class act, as we were leaving, Nick Bijan gave you, myself, and our cameraman a bottle of men's fragrance. Two bottles for men and women.
Yeah, which I love.
For us and our wives.
Yeah, and the great bottle, great fragrance, great scent, great. Listen to me. I sound like it's a commercial, but
well,
can't
you know,
say it
this is the reason where you're a tastemaker. When you go to these events, the exchange is we get to go to these events, and then we get to promote, we get to talk, we get to social media, write about the places we've been, the people we met. That's the benefit about being a tastemaker, and that's a benefit about being a brand, a product, or service, anything that invites us to come and take part of the thing. We brag about them.
Class act, class product, class boutique.
I mean the clothes that these guys.
The bag right here, Mark. Look how cool the bag is, too.
That's a great bag.
Yeah, it's a great bag.
It looks like a postage stamp, right?
Yeah, it does. So, hey, Nick Bijan, thank you so much for allowing the tastemakers to take a tour.
And that's Bijan.com. Appointment only, but you want to schedule an appointment, you want to go in there, get a hold of us. We'll work it out with Nick, and then you'll get a great tour of the place if you've got the budget. If you bring your wallet, you know, it's not like you're going to Barney's even.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking
beautiful.
We're
stuff,
talking
though.
A level that's
hey,
way
like
up there.
I like that. That fur coat. I think it was a fur coat. It was a leather fur coat. The
$198,000.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could work out a deal with Nick to get that maybe at some kind of discount.
I
wonder if
he's getting flexible prices. Well, I don't think they discount
Bijan. I'd like to wear that coat at the Sundance Film Festival next year.
I would like to go for a spin in that that convertible Rolls. Yeah, I mean, that's an eye catcher.
Anyhow, again, Nick, thank you so much and really appreciate it. So that was part of our Oscars week. It wasn't Oscar related, but Oscars week was a lot. It was super busy for us, so we did attend a lot of different events. This was not an Oscar event, but we squeezed that in.
It was during Oscar week.
Yeah, and what an Oscar week it was. And speaking of the Oscars, Mark, how'd you like the show?
I liked it. I really thought NPH, no relation to us, did a great job of hosting. I loved his wardrobe changes. Everything he wore looked great. The opening number was great. I did the one thing I didn't enjoy was the whole shtick about his picks for what everybody was doing with the briefcase that was there by PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Well, what do you think about that though? We don't know, but he made it was like a magician. He made those predictions.
Well, he
beforehand.
Is a magician, yeah,
right?
That,
he but it was that was a good trick.
Yeah, it was a good trick. It took up too much time, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't know what was going to happen. Right. He had it all written down.
I mean, I like the show, but you know, again, it went over 35 minutes, which is
what went over 35 minutes.
The show was supposed to end at 8:30. It went on until 9:05.
Oh, you mean went over by 35?
It went over by 35 minutes, and nobody wants to watch an award show for 3.5 hours, even though the Oscars.
Yeah.
So if they would have taken out some of that stuff, it would have been great, but. I liked him. The ratings were down, the worst ratings they've had in 7 years. And again, it's because of the movies. Nobody's seen The Imitation Game.
I watched it last night. I was fortunate enough to get a hold of a DVD.
The Theory of Everything. Nobody's seen The Birdcage. Yeah. You know, The Birdcage came out briefly to a theater down the not The Birdcage.
Whiplash?
Birdman.
Oh, Birdman.
Down the street from where I live. It was only at that theater for 2 weeks and then it was gone. So if you wanted to see a lot of these movies, you couldn't see it.
What did you see? I saw Sniper.
Yeah, I saw Sniper
too. Budapest Hotel, which did. What did it win, like five?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, okay. Budapest Hotel, I saw Sniper, just saw Imitation Game last night.
Saw Boyhood, which was a joke.
I saw Boyhood, so I saw 4 out of the 8. Okay.
So you had
And
half.
Then Blake saw Whiplash, so he's in our family. That almost counts.
Yeah.
So what did I miss then?
Geez. What here else it is a couple days later, and I don't even remember.
Oh, Birdman. Didn't see Birdman.
Yeah, which I wanted to see when it came out.
I didn't see The Theory. So yeah. There was two more. One more. Okay.
Did we name seven?
Aren't there eight that were nominated?
Right. But
yeah,
you
we
said
seven.
One more. So
we named seven. Anyhow.
Yeah.
But you're right about that, Mark. I think
great
you're right
show.
About that.
The awards went, for the most part, where I thought they'd go.
And you know what was a drag? One of the things I love about the Oscars, in addition to the Oscars, it's the pre-show and the after-show. So before, because it went so late, it dug into the ease coverage and CNN coverage. So
I started watching the coverage at 10:30 in the morning, and I watched it until I retired at 11 o'clock at night. So from 10:30 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night, I had pre-Oscar, Oscar, post-Oscar,
yeah.
Which was great.
I started watching at 10:30, but then I cut out at 12:30 to go take advantage of champagne brunch, which was great. And then I came back home. The coverage was still on. And speaking of champagne and champagne brunch, which was great. Anyhow,
I want to do a big shout-out to the official champagne of the Oscars.
This was part of our champagne.
Piper Heidsieck. Piper Heidsieck is the official champagne of the Oscars this year. And so Matt and I were invited to attend the Piper Heidsieck Oscar pre-Oscar champagne suite in West Hollywood.
It made the list of all the other suites that were participating, so it was great. And big shout out to our host,
Hervé Robert Rousseau, from Paris, France.
Yeah,
who actually he's in their New York office.
Great little business card. But
that was a
great event. Where was it at, Mark?
What's that?
Where was it at?
Yeah, it was at the Pale House.
Pale House in West Hollywood.
Boutique hotel in West Hollywood, in back of Barney's Beanery. It's an isolated spot. They almost are never in the news, but it was quaint. It was they occupied a suite on
hipsters
the third floor.
Too, hipsters
yeah.
in the lobby.
And we were lucky enough to walk in, and almost immediately after getting in, the Piper Heidsieck was flowing, right? And we were drinking it. Had a great time. And then we introduced ourselves to Hervé Robert Rousseau, who's the brand ambassador here in the States. For the brand. And after about 35, 40 minutes of sucking down this stuff, you know, the cheese and crackers, the fruit.
Yeah, in addition to the wonderful champagne, they had a wonderful variety of cheeses.
Cheese,
and crackers, croissants.
Fruits. And so we're bonding with Hervé, and then he asks us, you know, they are also behind glass. They've got this, I guess it's a $300 bottle of Piper Heidsieck that is going to be in the engraving room that only the winners are going to get
right.
drink. Because after you win your Oscar, you go backstage and the engravers are engraving your name on your Oscar. At this point is where you get the Piper Heidsieck $400 bottle of champagne. What's it called?
I
took a picture of it, so carry the show while I look at this.
I couldn't tell you what it was called, but he broke it out. He opened up the refrigerator or wherever he had it. It was a special bottle, and he says, you know what, I don't do this for everybody, but I'm definitely going to crack this spot. He popped it open, and they poured it for us, and boy, you could tell the difference in the quality. I mean, the original bottles that we start out with, the Piper, were fantastic, but this was more of a Chardonnay type of...
It was called their Rare. It was the Millennium 2004 edition Piper Heidsieck. And the gold labeling was by Van Cleef & Arpels.
Wow.
And the bottle name is Rare. So I think it's about $300 a bottle.
I love the fact that he just decided to break it out and share it with us.
Yeah, it's all being part of being networking, and you're branding yourself. You're talking with this guy's brand. You want to promote this brand, and the best way we could promote it is to get sampling of this thing. So did we kill a whole bottle of this, the Rare?
I would like to say yes, but I'm not sure if we did. I know
so we were there for a good 60, 75 minutes, I think, and the whole time drinking Piper Heidsieck. You know, I don't think I've ever bought Piper Heidsieck in the store before. You know, we've got the Perrier Jouet, we've had Moët, we've had Taittinger's, we've had Chandon, but I'm not sure if I've ever had Piper Heidsieck.
I don't think I had it, but I got to tell you, Mark, I hated leaving.
Well, I know you did. I know you did. But the only reason we did basically was because we're in West Hollywood at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Was this Friday or was this Thursday?
It was Friday.
So if you're in West Hollywood at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know you got to get out of there because otherwise it's going to take you 2 hours to get anywhere.
Big shout out to Pop Chips. They participated in our Oscar suite. I'm only bringing them up, Mark, and jumping in because they just retweeted a tweet that I posted twice. So they were participating in our gifting suite over the weekend on Rodeo Drive, and I just posted a picture of us holding the product. Great product.
Pop Chips
very
is
healthy.
Not fried. Do a commercial for
it's
right
all
now.
Pop Chips, the barbecue bag I got here. All the flavor, half the fat. How about that? It's kind of like this Rockstar thing that's got no calories. Pop chip snack. It's not fried. It's popped.
Which is great because it tastes better that way.
Yeah.
It's a great chip.
Yeah. Big shout out to Pop Chips. Thanks for being involved. We look forward to having you involved with the next event as well. Continue on with the champagne, Mark, because you can never talk enough about.
Yeah,
the
but
champagne.
It was a great event because the brand ambassadors that were there, Hervé, were very friendly. The food great. The location wonderful. Only thing I'm bummed out is they were giving out manicures there, and we missed the opportunity to get a manicure
because that takes 30 minutes. And we didn't have.
We could have had that done while we were having our champagne, but there were other people getting it done, and I only realized that was getting done halfway into our time there.
Yeah, right. But so anyhow, that was one of the events that we participated in. There's more to follow as well, but I enjoyed the Oscars the whole day. It's too bad it rained. I mean, it did rain.
In Oscar day it did, didn't it? Huh?
You know, then after the awards, all the stars are getting out there with the umbrellas, and it kind of could damper the...
The whole feel of it, you know? You don't want to be walking around popping from one party to the other, which is what they do here.
Yeah.
And it's all rain, and it's, I don't know. I'm not a rain lover, so I wasn't keen on it, right?
What do you think about the tuxedos that the gentlemen were wearing for the Oscars? And how about that crazy outfit that John Travolta was wearing?
Oh, man, ridiculous.
Boy, is he like a freak show, or what happened to him?
Yeah, new toupe and new tux. And, you know what I noticed? A lot of people were wearing the blue ones, the dark blue ones.
Oh, Carrie loves those. Yeah, she wants me to get one. I think a lot of the guys in the deep blue ones were wearing Tom Ford's. I think those were Tom Ford, which, by the way, he just had his first L.A. fashion show here during Oscar week. And Deb DeBerg, Mark, check this out. She was trying to get into that. She couldn't get into it. She got there late, okay?
Was she on the list?
I don't know if she was on the list, but she got there late. However, they were closed off. They escorted her to another party right down the street. They literally walked her to this party. She said that this party had all the Oscar people there. She said she was never at a party before that had all this talent.
Wow.
All Oscar-related talent. She couldn't tell me the name of it.
What city was this in?
In Hollywood.
Oh.
They literally walked her from the Tom Ford one. This
Where did
was
you
like
hear
the
this?
After
I didn't,
she told me.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was saying how she got in late.
Wow.
No, it was on Friday. She shared this information with me on Saturday, but the party was Friday. She said she's never been to a party like this before.
Wow.
With all the talent.
Good.
Yeah.
That being said, I want to do another shout-out to one of our brands that has been working with us for a great number of years. Fudge is my life, and if you know as well as I know this, well, you don't know, I guess you don't think it is, but the best fudge I've ever had.
Right, I just don't like it like you, but
you may not, but do you think it's the best fudge you've ever had?
It's been a while since I've had it, to be honest with you.
It is the best fudge out there. It is Fudge is my life.
From what I recall, I liked it.
It is second to nothing. Ghirardelli is the next best thing, I guess, that I would say is best fudge, but this is out of a company in Northern California, run by our friend Lillian. And Lillian, if you're listening, we thank you for participating over the years with all of our events. Everybody that I know that has had this loves it, but nobody loves it more than I do.
Again, that's a fact.
It's all natural, no preservatives. My favorite is the dark chocolate sauce fudge. It's nutritional. It's delicious. It's yummy over ice cream and for dipping. And you are right about that. www.fudgeismylife.com. 888-201-3420. They're based in San Francisco. And if you like fudge as much as I like fudge, go to the website, fudgeismylife.com, and I challenge you to order a couple jars of this thing, and if you don't like it, you're out of your mind. This stuff is I can't say it again.
I know this is
unbelievable.
I know they have different flavors.
They've got orange fudge sauce. They've got mint fudge sauce.
Have you tried these other flavors?
No, because my favorite is I love the dark so much.
Yeah,
I don't even want to sample anything else. But I'm sure it's good. But Lillian, you are
you're quite the fudge master. We had them on the display table with the check-in. So right when people were checking in,
they saw it's a cool looking jar too. You know, it's just nothing big. It's all natural, no preservatives. Dark chocolate sauce, fudge is my life. Yeah. My gosh. My gosh.
Mark, have you gotten your new Cigar Aficionado?
I have not.
Okay, got mine yesterday.
Hugh Jackman's. By the way, I can go for a smoke.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hugh Jackman's on the cover. It was super thin.
Yeah.
So now I guess it's like when the magazine first came out, it was like four Cigar Aficionados. The people that were on the cover were known
true Cigar Aficionados.
Now I guess if anybody who smokes a cigar –
And I know
cover.
Because I have every issue since the magazine came out, except the two that I lent to you and I never got back.
Yeah.
With Groucho Marx and Fidel Castro.
Oh yeah, I have those in glass cases.
Well, I lent them to you and I've never gotten them back.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
I got every issue of the magazine.
Yeah, but it is, you know, I got this yesterday. I got my Wine Spectator magazine, which is always thin. That's okay. And then I got my Vogue. I got that for my wife. Boy, it was like an inch and a half thick. Now, that's a fashion magazine, right?
Yeah.
Like how Vanity Fair used to be.
Yeah. Who was Anna Wintour sitting next to at the Oscars the other day?
I saw her. She was
It was an unlikely
person
that she was sitting next
to.
You wouldn't make a combination or connection between the two of them.
Yeah. And she had her sunglasses in, right?
Oh, that's your signature.
Yeah. Look at this. Milagro Tequila, one of my clients from about 10 years ago. I didn't even know they were still around.
Yeah.
Have you seen them lately?
They're at the beverages, BevMo, and they're all over the place.
Tequila.
Milagro.
Hey, I like that tequila we had at the lounge the other day. It was Donkey Piss, right? Was it called Donkey Piss?
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, it's geared for the demographic is college students.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the demographic for that. It was pretty good.
Well, it was chilled, and you chill anything and just drink the shot.
But I tell
quickly.
You, if I'm paying, back to Cigar Aficionado, if I'm paying $6 for a magazine, it's got to be thicker than a quarter inch.
Yeah, that's all there. But most of the advertising, most of these magazines are advertising in here, so when you see it thinner like this, it's less advertising.
Yeah.
So that, in a way, that's good.
Yeah.
No more flipping around and
getting
things. So we had our Oscar event on Saturday at the Elegant Lux Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. Weather was perfect. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. It was about 67, 68 degrees.
Perfect.
We had upstairs in the balcony overlooking Rodeo Drive, the Hollywood Hills. Magnificent.
And Mark, did you see the picture that was posted, Lisa... what's her name?
Graver Murphy?
Yeah. She came to cover the lounge. She came out from Nova Scotia. But she took a picture from the penthouse, Mark, of Bulgari on the corner.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was a great picture. I kept it because I want to use it for further stuff. But just a great picture.
Huh.
And by the way, she was on some Canadian talk show this morning.
Really?
CM. I forgot the name of it. But anyhow, she was on talking about her experience during the week and with mention of our lounge because she was an invited guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So I'll have to try
Did
to
Did she do a mention
that.
For a mention of us?
I'm going to have to try to track that down. I know she posted this morning she was on the show.
Wow.
So...
We had a great eclectic group of visitors that came through, including 19 Oscar nominees. And unfortunately, none of our nominees won the Oscar that night.
Usually, we have a pretty good record when it comes to that, don't we?
Yeah,
but none of them did.
None of them won,
yeah.
which was a drag.
Yeah, I know.
But I gotta say, you know, in the 10 years that we've been doing this, we have been inviting Miss Joan Collins, star of Dynasty in the '80s. For 10 years, we've been inviting her. For 10 years, and finally, she arrived.
She didn't want to shake my hand, Mark.
Yeah, she didn't want to really interact with everybody. I was upstairs working the lounge when you checked her in.
Yeah,
she came off the elevator at the top. I was right there.
Oh, so
for some reason, she thought I was. Mario.
Mario. Oh, no, did she think you were Mike? Mark and I was Mario.
No, she said, are you Mario?
Hey, did you hear her saying how she hated John Forsythe?
Yeah, how about that?
Boy, she was quick to say that. She
immediately.
Says, I hated working with
how
him.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's something I would think you'd keep to yourself. You don't really want to make that public to people like us.
She's,
right?
I think, 82. She looked pretty good for
Not
her
bad.
Age.
Well, she started her career in the 50s with movies. And then she had movies throughout the 60s. And then she's done Broadway. She's done... But
you are right. I would keep something like that. And she was like very aggressive about saying...
Almost attacking him.
Yeah.
Because I had said that my son was named after Blake Carrington on the show, John Forsythe. And that's what ticked her off and what got her going on that. And I thought, wow. But anyhow, she's an iconic legend in Hollywood because she's been around so long. Star of stage, screen, and television. Her sister's Jackie Collins. She's dated everybody. She's been married many times. So she's one of these iconic Hollywood legends.
Was she there with her husband? Who was that?
Percy.
That she was with?
That was her husband, Percy.
Percy?
Yeah.
Boy, Percy looked 15, 20 years younger than her.
Yeah. And hey, I bet you he's beaten by her.
Another quick shout out, Mark, to one of our clients who provided gift certificates for our event over the weekend. Wonder Bar Pilates. Wonder Bar Pilates, located in many different cities here in Southern California. They're adored by the Hollywood elite. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they're adored by the Hollywood elite, veterans, and world-class athletes. Wonder Pilates is so freaking good. They're patented. How about that?
Patented?
They're patented.
What, the Pilates?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, man? We got an invitation. They asked us to come by for a session.
They did. They're located throughout Southern California. They're in Pasadena, Calabasas, Santa Monica, out by me, Santa Clarita.
I didn't know there were that many Montrose,
too. And location we went to is Studio City, which is on Ventura Boulevard, which is very Hollywood, Hollywood cool, very Hollywood chic. We went in there last week while there was a session going on. I felt like we were interrupting. I think we gave an hour span that we were going to come in, but I didn't realize we were going to come in when they were.
Is this picture Beth?
Yeah.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, Beth was beautiful. I mean, it was a great picture.
This is a magnificent picture. Right?
But anyhow, big shout out to Wonder Bar Pilates. They were involved in Wonder Bar, what's this here? They're patented Pilates.
Spit it out.
Yeah, patented Pilates.
Well, I want to, they invited us to come in to take a session. I'd like to do that.
They have integrity, Mark, to deliver unparalleled results, helping their clients live, work, and play. Boy, you got to love that, right?
I do.
Yeah, so big shout out to Wonder Bar Pilates.
Wow.
Located throughout Southern California and in Montrose, little tiny Montrose. So they go from being Hollywoodized with the cool.
Do they have a website? Did you mention what their website was?
Wundabar Pilates.com. So get out there to any one of these locations. Check them out. Tell them that the Harris Brothers and Tastemakers said, get on in, get yourself a class. And like you did say, Mark, we were invited to come on by. Looked pretty physical from what I saw the other day.
Well, that stuff knocks you out.
I'm not sure if we're geared for that.
I'd still like to try it out.
Yeah, so big shout out to them. Thanks a lot for being involved, and look forward to possibly having you at one of our events later
on this year. Yeah, that's the ideal thing about working in a gifting suite or attending a gifting suite. The energy, the fun of it, the networking opportunities you've got to meet different brands, different people, the press, media, the celebrities, the photo ops with everybody. I mean, so it's definitely one thing by being involved in the gift bag, but if you can get in the opportunity comes up to be in the lounge itself.
And speaking about that, Mark, there was another company that was involved. They weren't involved in the gift bag. Well, they were, but they weren't. I mean, they had them on display. Simply Cupcakes Pasadena.
Do you know where in Pasadena they are?
Simply Cupcakes Pasadena. I don't know their address off the top of my head.
Because I'm right out there in Pasadena.
Yeah, SimplyCupcakesPasadena.com. Their owner, Eileen Zettelmeyer, came by, provided gift bags to be put in the gift bags, plus they had a wonderful display on at our check-in table of cake pops. Not cupcakes, but cake pops that were on display.
Everybody that had them loved them.
And, you know, when we're working throughout the day, I don't seem to have an appetite because I'm talking, I'm standing, and drinking water
all day
long. So my appetite seems to diminish. However, I saw these cake pops towards the end of the day when there's only like just a couple left. I said, hungry or not, I got to have one. And I had one. Did you have one?
I did.
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
There were good-sized cake pops. The decorative display that they delivered was fantastic. Everybody loved it. And I hate to say, we had a couple people that walked through the lobby that were at the hotel that grabbed one and ate it before I got a chance to stop. And they were for our invited celebrity guests as well as press and media. So a couple of them did get away to some other people, but I tell you, they loved it. Great presentation. Looked good. Again, the owner, Eileen Zettelmeyer from Simply Cupcakes, Pasadena.com. Get out there, try one, get to their website, and just get involved. And hopefully, Eileen, we could have you on site for our Emmy event. We had a lot of fun people, great talent, good press and media attend. So hopefully we could see you there next time. So thanks, Eileen.
Yeah, our next big event.
Yeah,
next big event's the Emmys here in Los Angeles, where we do our annual gifting suite again. It's never too early to get involved. So
no,
anybody who's
we've already got five spots or six spots filled.
Yeah, anybody interested, contact WOW Creations Media. com, and we'll get you a spot there. But
good stuff.
I think our second cousin Brett Koska out of Chicago sent us an email this morning. Now, I think he might be listening. If he is, Brett, we did get your email, and we've got no problem mentioning your service or your brand regarding
his family. Mark, his family,
right? So when you get a chance, send us an email with all the details, and then next week when we're doing the show, we'll definitely do a big shout out and a promo for you. So we'll get you some attention or some media attention or whatever you're looking for. We'll definitely get that out to you.
And Brett, too bad we can't commit right now, as we're planning on making a trip out there to Chicago for our aunt's big party. Hopefully we'll be there. Our schedule changes weekly.
Yeah.
In fact, we got a lot of traveling coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we can make it. And
we'll definitely keep you in the loop, but send me an email regarding all the specifics and the details in regards to what you want me to talk about, and we'll definitely get it out there. So
earlier, Mark, you were talking about Neil Patrick Harris as the host of...
I liked him.
You liked him.
Yeah.
And I'm only bringing that up because I'm looking through the new Cigar Aficionado that Hugh Jackman's on the cover of. He's hosted the Tonys a couple times.
Yes.
He's a song and dance man. He's got a little bit of comedy, too. What do you think about him hosting the Oscars?
Neil Patrick Harris?
No, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I guess it'd be okay.
I mean, I'm
I like
this
when
picture.
You have movie people doing it, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's a movie person.
Right, right. So, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Who hosted? It was last year, was Ellen DeGeneres. I didn't like her at all.
I don't know who did it 2 years ago.
Well, it was James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Boy, was that a...
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
And before that was... before then, that was Seth MacFarlane. So last year was Ellen... 2 years ago with Seth MacFarlane, 3 years ago with James Franco.
No consistency.
4 years ago, I can't recall who was it. 4 years ago was it
Billy Crystal?
Yeah, because it was going to be Eddie Murphy, I think, and then he had to bail, so they got Billy Crystal, I think. Billy Crystal was 2 years ago.
But no consistency.
No.
Right?
But that's okay. I don't like an annual one. I like to have somebody, I like when they mix it up a bit.
Oh, and did they have a Chris Rock about 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah, something like
he
that.
He stunk too.
Yeah.
So for the most part, people stunk.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to say that
I like Neil Patrick Harris.
Ellen was good last year with that selfie thing that she did. The pizza delivery.
Yeah.
A couple of good things. I'm not quite sure if Neil brought a lot of creativity and his...
I did. He did a lot of song and dance, and that's what he is. He's a song and dance man. I think that was great.
Yeah.
But he was good. But I hope next year they come up with another good host. Maybe they'll ask him back again. I don't know. Probably not because the ratings were down, but the ratings weren't down because of him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
I don't
just,
know who else you could go to.
There's always somebody.
Has Conan hosted?
I don't think so. I don't think he's a... He's in that level.
Well, who was doing it 10 years ago? We're going to have to look into that. Just kind
of
curious.
Well, Billy Crystal did it a bunch of years, remember? Yeah.
And didn't Whoopi do it 1 year?
I think she did, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to go back and research that. But yeah.
Hey, breaking news this morning, Mark. Suge Knight murdered.
Yeah,
found
how about
murdered
that?
In his cell. You know,
when you say breaking news, did you get it on your phone?
Yeah.
Was it AP?
Oh, no. It wasn't. Oh. It was just something from Facebook, from KTLA.
Oh, okay.
Local news out
there. So, but you're saying he was murdered?
He was murdered. He was stabbed to death by his you know,
in his cell block?
Yeah, which surprised me because he's a high profile criminal.
You're not part of general population, I would think.
Yeah, but he was not only did they have him in a cell with somebody, his cellmate was a member of the Bloods gang out here in Southern California.
Wow.
So...
But it's weird because this guy, Suge Knight, he's a big guy I wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who's a survivor. He was shot 5 or 6 times last
year. 6 times,
yeah. Okay, and survived that. He's been stuff over the years.
Yeah.
And yet somebody had to be some sort of inside job or a hit or something. It wasn't just an argument, I would think.
Oh, yeah, because it was gang-related. You know, he was... He had these ties to gang affiliations, but you know, I hate to say it, but you kind of figured somebody like Suge was going to find his demise in a way like this.
Yeah,
you know, but it's just something. I mean, he survives that 6 gunshots, you know, and I saw they even posted a picture. TMZ posted a picture of the cell. Layer smothered with blood.
Now, see, how did they get that picture?
Yeah, well,
TMZ
is they're
but
everywhere.
The sheriff's had to have given it to
him. Yeah, but this picture was crazy, and I'm curious how many times he had to get. And I bet it was all in the throat, because it was a small knife that did it. So it had to have been to the throat. But crazy. I thought he was out on bail though, like last week or 2 weeks ago, wasn't he?
No, it was
denied.
It was what happened?
Pending?
Yeah. There was something that happened with the thing. So
yeah, but I mean, you know, half of them say I'm surprised, and then the other half says I'm not surprised.
Wow!
But it just seems like funny. Like 2 weeks ago, when he was arrested, and he's coming into the police station, to turn himself in at 2 a.m. He's smoking that cigar, wearing the sunglasses.
That was something.
And,
yeah.
2 weeks later, he's gone.
Yeah,
prison of I think death row records. But wow, right?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Just crazy. And like you said, TMZ posted the pics.
Where did they get the pics? Speaking about TMZ, this weekend, right?
This Saturday.
We're invited to we're a partnership with TMZ. We're going to be in Beverly Hills as the sightseeing bus. Sightseeing or tour bus or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's going to come up, pull up in a destination in Beverly Hills, and as a benefit to the tour group that's there, where they're out there looking at sightseeing, they're looking for celebrities in Hollywood or whatever. So a partnership between us and TMZ, again, because we're quasi celebrities in the D-list or whatever, our partnership is that they're going to pull up and we are going to be part of the tour, I guess. That they're going to, their customers are actually going to see quasi celebrities, us, in Beverly Hills.
Are we quasi or pseudo?
I guess it's either one. It's the same thing, right? Yeah. Quasi, pseudo.
One week we're quasi, one we're pseudo, but we're chasing the D-list still, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be kind of neat, and I guess, right?
Yeah. So So the celebrities, I don't know, they're going to come out, and they're going to take pictures of us. Or
you mean the tourists?
The tourists, yeah. They're going to – I guess we've got to work out, hash out the details, but it's taking place on Saturday in Beverly Hills, right? So
yeah.
If you're in Beverly Hills anywhere, our listeners from around the globe, if you're out there and you see us walking around Rodeo Drive, come up, say hello, take a picture, get an autograph. We don't care. Hey. We like to interact with our fans.
Yeah, right. Right? Hey, so how about that Night of 100 Stars?
Or night of 100 stiffs, as we like to call
stiffs,
it, right?
It's more like that night of 200 stiffs.
One of the big parties in Hollywood.
Yeah, and for the first time they have departed after 24 years, went from the Beverly Hills Hotel to the Beverly Hills Hilton.
Right.
Right, and Lou Ferrigno was there. I thought he was out of town. He was supposed to come. He confirmed to be at our event. Somebody said that he was out of town.
Who knows if it happens with these people. They RSVP, they confirm.
How about some of these crashers? How about that girl that attended or tried to get in, Mark, with the little dog?
Yeah, with the baby Doberman pitcher.
And you stiffed her.
She wasn't
rejected.
On the list.
Rejected.
She wasn't on the list, but she insisted she was.
Yeah. I hate when they get out their phones and they go, oh, here's the email I got.
I never saw it, though. She kept saying that, but I never saw it. So then she calls her publicist, Freddie.
Oh, yeah, this is good, right? You talked to Freddie.
To talk to Freddie. So I get on the phone with Freddie. I never heard of Freddie. I never heard about this girl that's in front of us.
But she looked like she had an attitude. She looked like she was Hollywood with the sunglasses, the way she came with the little pooch.
Yeah, with an attitude.
Attitude. And you know what, though? We're pretty easygoing, open-minded. So if somebody comes and they try to just, you know, talk nice to us, be polite, be kind of cool, get us to laugh a little bit. You know,
We just got a Facebook from Erin Murphy.
Oh,
Tabitha, as most people might remember from being Little
Bewitched.
Tabitha.
Lover.
She loved Pop Chips.
Oh.
And she grabbed several bags in our suite.
Oh, that's
nice. That's where they all went.
Aaron
Murphy.
Celebrity endorsement.
Yeah. So thanks, Aaron. We'll definitely let Pop Chips know that you love Pop Chips. So that's a good deal.
Yeah, they sure did go, Mark. The display, real nice display. You know, I should have kept that display. Well, I guess we could get that
next
time.
What happened to it? We just left it behind.
Yeah,
right?
We left it behind.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
It was just stuff that was left behind. So
you know what I need? I need another one of those like Monster Energy tubs. Those are always good.
Those are always good ones. You still have one at your place.
Believe it or not, Mark, it's always been kept outside. The elements finally caught up.
Finally caught up to it. Huh?
Remember, we had that real nice one from Fiji Water years back. We got from Miss Universe in 2006.
Yeah.
We're walking down Figueroa, pushing. That was a big one though. The Monster one I had was a smaller one.
Yeah.
But I like that Fiji one.
Yeah.
Good for parties.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. So,
good for parties.
Yeah, so I mean, what happened to Monster then? What's his name? Our buddy, Dominic.
Dominic Francis.
Dominic, if you're out there and you're listening, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
Monster. I mean, I love Monster.
We had to go with their competitor.
Rockstar.
Rockstar this year, unfortunately. Hey, Mark, big shout out to another brand that was a new client, a new brand that we were introduced to this weekend. Gem Mountain Jewelers.
Oh, yeah, they were in our lounge.
Located on Camden.
Beverly Hills Jewelers.
Beverly Hills Jewelers, located in Camden. Jim Mountain Jewelers. Great stuff. They're fun guys. Isaac Kaufman was one of the brothers. I think they were brothers.
I think so, too.
Yeah. They're the Kaufman brothers.
Yeah.
Isaac. I can't remember your brother's name. But in any event, thanks for being a part. Hope you had a great time. They're giving out some great stuff, some great jewelry, in some cool little boxes that looked like it was almost like a similar to Tiffany color.
Yeah, right.
But,
hey, wasn't I supposed to get something? Or is it one of my bags?
Yeah, I think it's in your bag.
Okay.
But thanks for being a part. Like the name of the company, too, Gem Mountain Jewelers. Actually, it's Gem Mountain. Gem Mountain on Camden.
Interesting name.
Yeah. So great presentation. Great stuff they were gifting. Took some good pictures with some of the celebrities that were there, and we loved having you involved. Hopefully, we'll get you involved with one or two more of our events later in the year. Gem Mountain Studios, actually. I'm looking at the business card. Gem Mountain Studios at 461 North Camden Drive. So there you have it right
there,
Mark.
Great address.
There you have it right there. GMSShop.com. Get to their website. Check things out. Get into the store. Tell Isaac, the Harris Brothers, said hello, and get some stuff.
Hey, what was the name of that event we attended at the Sofitel Hotel on Thursday night in West Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. It was a preliminary launch party.
So a new beauty pageant that's
right.
Indian-based, I guess, with Indian?
Correct.
Not American Indian. What would you call that, the other Indian?
Indian.
Mahatma Gandhi Indian.
Yeah. Well, right. they weren't Native Americans, so they were just Indians.
The Mahatma Gandhi type Indians, right. So we were at this event, and I got to tell you, you know, usually when you go to the bar, and it's open bar, which is one of the reasons we attend certain events.
There's what's certain our criteria again, Mark?
Is this. Got to be an open bar.
Yep.
Got to be serving food, whether it be a sit-down,
check,
a buffet,
check,
or appetizers or hors d'oeuvres that are papped around. Got to have a red carpet.
Check.
Got to have a media wall.
Check.
And got to have some celebrity there.
Yeah, well, Ajay Mehta
right.
was there, so he's the only one that I saw in addition.
They had the red carpet.
Big shout-out to Ajay Mehta.
They had the media wall. They had the hors d'oeuvres, which were pretty darn good.
The only thing was, Mark, it was running late. It was supposed
running
to start
late
at 7:30.
But what I was originally getting to was the open bar.
Oh, yeah.
We got up there, and
go to it.
They had bullet bourbon. And usually when you go to these things, they put very little in your glass. This bartender filled the glass up with bullet bourbon based out of Louisville, Kentucky. And this was some good stuff. But I tell you, I love it when they fill your glass up.
He kept on pouring.
Didn't he?
He kept on pouring. I was starting to wonder. I knew when we were in New York for the Miss New York – oh, no, was that in Maryland? And we were drinking some scotch or some whiskey or what have you at the bar. And they were giving like a quarter ounce,
yeah,
which was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But this gentleman, wow.
Yeah, but they had some great food. Hors d'oeuvres, and the booze was good too. I want to do a quick shout out to another one of our partners that we've been working with for probably a good 8 years. They're almost at every one of our events we are at, either the gift lounge or the gift bags themselves, whether they be the bachelor wedding, they be the Oscars, the Emmys, the Food Network, or anything else. Uttercream.
Oh, utterlysmooth.com.
Yeah, or and uttercream.com. I guess they got two websites.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I just looked at it this morning. There's uttercream.com.
Okay.
So these guys were at our gifting suite the other day in Beverly Hills, which was fantastic. Couldn't keep the stuff in stock, all gone.
It went quick. I think what was happening, Mark, that we weren't prepared for, some of the people were taking two jars.
Yeah. And, you know, if they really wanted it and they liked it a lot, we let it go because Uttercream provided us with a lot of product,
yeah,
which is great. Which is
for other events as well, which is great.
So, right, I mean, so we've got it in stock in the warehouse.
Yeah, love the partnership we have with them. So get to their website. Note it again, Mark.
Yeah, uttercream.com, utterly smooth. And it's great stuff.
And I think, Mark, the owner, Linda Kuzier, sent us an email saying they have a new label, I think.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how it looks because as long as we've been partnering with
them. I saw it on the website. It's red.
Oh, okay.
It's red, yeah.
So it looks cool?
I like the blue, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like the blue, but she said she was surprised that she sent us the old stuff. Maybe some of the other stuff that she sent you that you have.
She's got a call from 310. That's one thing. We conduct business here in the
absolutely
studio, but we don't take calls.
How about the Wonderful World of WoW? Is that coming up soon?
Oh, yeah. We're waiting to hear back from firstrun.tv. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, firstrun.tv. We've got a partnership with us with the show, The Wonderful World of WoW, and we just finished our second episode, and it was just cut and diced and sliced and ready to go, and it's going to be going up live soon. I don't want to say it's on right now because I'm not sure if he's completed it yet, our executive producer,
yep,
Gary Kleinman, but it is scheduled to go up soon, so if you want your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, go to www.firstrun.tv. It's the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW. I'm not sure, and again, this is is something that's great because you can watch it 24/7, 365 from your laptop, desktop, Android, iPhone, iPad, anywhere, anytime. There it is, firstrun.tv. So our second episode is coming up. So I see I got a voicemail here. I guess I'll listen to that when we get out of the studio when we're going to have lunch.
You
because
bet.
I'm starving now. So after we leave here, we'll go straight over to have lunch. But we'll get that taken care of.
Back to where you can listen to us or find us. You can follow us in the Twitter world, of course. Social media nonstop. The Harris Brothers try to infuse something social media related, whether it's Instagram, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook. I think we utilize Facebook the most. It's the easiest. Plus, I like how the pictures look, and you don't have a limited amount of caricatures you could use and what have you. But, yeah, lots going on, and I'm not kidding. Lots going on. We just got done with the Oscars. We're going to be on Storage Wars, not tonight, but we're going to be on, I think, March 1st, so when is that? I think that's on Sunday. I forgot what episode it's going to be, but catch us next Sunday, March 1st, on an episode of Storage Wars.
Oh, Sunday, March 1st, we're on?
Yeah.
Do you know which one?
I do. I wrote it down. I don't have it in front of me, I'm sorry to say, but hey, it doesn't matter. It's going to be good, right?
Okay. So, yeah, so we're running that, and you know, if you don't follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/WowHollywood, we're always looking to increase our Twitter base. Facebook is where our main, I guess that's our main social media outlet. It's facebook.com/wowcreations. We're always looking for more friends and followers on Facebook. We're always looking for more friends and followers on LinkedIn, on, let's see, we're doing a lot of Instagram now, I guess. We're doing MySpace. We're doing, let's see, what's the other one? What's the other one I'm missing? Oh, Flickr. Flickr photos. Yeah, Flickr. So,
when was the last time you were up there, Mark? Did you?
Who knows? But go there anyhow. Why not, right?
Yeah.
And like Matt said, you could always see us in the Storage Wars, our new claim to fame. Our 8 episodes are like I Love Lucy running 24/7 around the clock, around the world. You can listen to us here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And let's see, what else? Oh, our website, wowcreationsmedia.com. Go there. You want to send us an email if you got a suggestion, you want to participate in one of our events, one of our products, one of our events that we're doing, go to send it to us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Lots going on, brother. Lots going on. As we're closing out our show today, getting ready to get out to another beautiful Southern California afternoon. We got a meeting with the mayor's office on Friday. I don't remember if you recall that, Mark, but that should be good one with potential partnership between us and them. Got another business meeting in Beverly Hills on Thursday morning. And tomorrow night, we got a meeting with an agent about a potential estate-related something there.
So there's always something going on with Wow Creations, the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag. We're everywhere. We're all the time. Send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Listen to us on the radio show, latalkradio.com. Watch us on Storage Wars on the A&E Network anytime, anywhere. Watch us on firstrun.tv. Follow us on Flickr, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. We're everywhere.
So we're everywhere, everywhere.
Enjoy
everywhere.
Life. Life is short.
Have fun. Get
Live
out there.
Live life and cheers.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.